Welcome to Invasion of Privacy.
Thank you.
I'm Kate Wolf.
Hi, Kate.
Today, I have two amazing guests. I'm so happy they're here in my home, letting me take the reins of my podcast.
And she really, just for...
Emilio Sabone, who owns, co-owns New York Comedy Club, Fairfield Comedy Club, Philly Comedy Club, and Atlantic City Comedy Club, and a new comedy club coming. Yep. Say it.
Fort Street. Well, New York Comedy Club on Fort Street.
Yep. Say it. Who's speaking in the mic? Tell peeps.
I am speaking. You can't hear me?
No, that's better.
New York Comedy Club on Fort Street.
Hell yes.
So it's going to be the second New York Comedy Club. Clara hates us. She's looking at me like,
why do you hate it? Are you excited? What's it like being?
Why
no,
do you think I hate it?
Star Cara, what's it like being an up and coming, amazing comedian?
Yes.
And having your husband own these comedy clubs and not wanting to. Because what I've noticed that I really respect is that you didn't want to use that as a way in. Do you know what I mean? Like, you didn't, because you could be getting up there every single night. I mean, I know you wouldn't abuse it there, but like, I really think it's cool that you've been trying to go to other places to create a name for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's a loaded question because there's so much that comes with it. But I mean, I was in comedy before I met Emilio. Do you know what I mean?
I met you.
Yeah.
Before I met Emilio.
So like, I know all the people that, Emilio hates when I say this, but all the people that go to the New York Comedy Club and stuff is because they knew me.
I don't hate that. First of all, I do not hate that.
No, he is like, so proud of you. I have witnessed. I know sometimes you get annoyed, but he is so proud of you and backs you up. Like, I really
public,
do admire how much you guys love
tears
each other.
Me down.
Well, okay, all right.
You're not good enough.
What?
I hate you. You stop being
That's
so
not funny.
Funny.
You can't start that rumor. That's not nice.
Well, you know, you got to motivate. It's important to motivate. And
no,
so,
I was doing something.
And
very
sometimes
funny
she
the
needs
other
to be.
He told me not to do it. He goes, "You should probably stop doing that." I'm like, "I'm a comic, and I'm supposed to annoy people because that's funny. And if you don't like it, you can just go fuck yourself."
And I said, "Okay, get out."
All right, you too. Back to the original question. Which was, I respect
that
you've been, but you do a lot of improv, which is cool, and you're amazing
improv.
At it.
Doing improv, I love it. You know, I've wanted to do stand-up since the day I worked at New York, at the comic strip, but I was always too scared to. And it just happened that I like, grew my balls or whatever, you know, like I got strong enough at the same time.
Yeah, and
that
she dipped them in your mouth, bitch.
More involved at New York Comedy Club, so, and... It was for me. It wasn't for, because like, yeah, you can like ride a wave and like just like be 15 minutes of fame. But like, I don't like, I like to earn things and I want to know that I'm funny. And I know I'm funny by going and seeing strangers, not people that know me and give me fake laughs. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And also it's hard to get, like, I feel like, probably not true, but I feel like all eyes, you just get more judgment, more eyes are on you. And it's a lot of pressure. So I feel like I can really get to know myself in comedy and find my voice in a safe place where nobody knows me, or like go to places where, you know, it just,
no, I think that's great. And I think, I obviously think you guys are going to be doing a lot together. Seriously, like as we all kind of get more recognition, I think it's going to be cool to see how you both, because like I said, you've kind, so I met Ankara first.
Yep.
I passed for late night at the comic strip and you were the hostess and I just loved you. You were like, beautiful, kind, funny. Like, I was like, oh, this girl's rad. And we just became cool.
Yeah, clicked right away.
And then I had to leave the comic strip because I got groped by the owner, and who is no longer with us. May he rest in peace. And, but yeah, I
remember you were pretty, you were very broken up when that happened.
Yeah,
when he passed.
Upset.
I remember you were.
I was actually upset.
I remember.
No,
you and I spoke that day.
Upsetting.
He was someone that was really cool and kind to me and saw something in me before most people did. I had just started comedy and I believed that he believed in me.
Yeah.
And he would tell me all about the stories of Eddie Murphy and he's like, I'm going to get you there. You know, like, but that's what made it so hard to walk away from that.
Yeah.
Was I saw the goodness in him and that, you know, but then when it got a tiny bit creepy and it wasn't a big, I don't want to make, cause I'm sure if his wife listens, I don't want to, I'm not trying to start something there, but when it got a little bit whatever, I just stopped going.
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen Ankara in probably a year or something, and I walk into Broadway and you're like, hi. And I was like, oh my God, hi, what are you doing here? Yeah. And you were like, well, my husband, you know, you were saying like about the street team and da 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 da. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I had no idea that like that we were going to be basically family friends. Yeah. So you know what I mean? Like I knew, I was like, oh, this girl's cool, but I had never met Emilio. And then when you started.
Well, we started producing all those shows in New York Comedy Club, and you know, like we never really booked a lot of shows. We were promoting shows.
Yeah.
The only shows we were really booking was in Connecticut. We did for about 2 years, we did like this series where we were doing shows like once every 2 or 3 months. But you know, it was like booking a lot of the comics that we knew at the comic strip. So when we went to New York Comedy Club, you know, I asked Ankara, I said, hey, do you know any, do you know any good like female comedians? I didn't really know really any female comics, really.
Yeah.
Most of the people I knew were, like most clubs, at least back in the day, it was like all dudes, you know? Like I knew Marina, I knew Marina Franklin, and I knew, really just her and like whoever else the strip was using, Lisa Landry and stuff. But, you know, we were trying to like get like, newer, fresh faces and younger comics. And she said, she mentioned you. You were like the first. She said, oh, hit up Kate Wolf. Yeah. And I remember when I first.
I just start crying. You look over, I'm crying.
Remember. And then you recommended Amina. We had Amina to do those shows. And
I love Amina.
But I remember the first show I asked you to do.
You loved both of us.
Yeah. You couldn't do it because you were doing a show at the Laughing Devil. I remember.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to wear that shirt today, but then didn't want sleeves. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember. I remember getting asked. I mean, like, shicks, I really wanted to. And I was like, sorry, I'm here. And then when I met, as soon as I met Emilio, I was like, oh. Like, I immediately saw, you both have, like, a quality, seriously, of, like, brightness and on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys are a little different with your on it, but, like, you both had that. And, New York Comedy Club became my home club. Pretty quickly after that, like people know I fucking rep it hard.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And it's other, you know what I mean? Like when I went to Philly, I was like proud to be there. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like I like being a part. And then Atlantic City. Have you been to the Atlantic City Comedy Club?
I haven't.
We're going to go. We're going to
put
to a weekend.
The next time, do you think she could open for me?
Yeah. Of course, 100%.
That'd be sick.
The dance party?
Yeah.
Were you? Have you been there? For the dance party after.
I mean, Scott and I were there when we opened on the first the first night, and it was intense. Yeah, it was nuts. And we saw how the dance party was about to start.
Ankara, you are gonna fucking love it.
Yes.
It was like, okay, so the two shows are freaking amazing, right? Yeah. And then they're like, they switch it over and they start, like the DJ's fucking dope. He played a great mix of like, you know me, hip hop, some pop, some techno-y stuff. But it was like, I was like, oh, I can like actually dance to this music.
You're very picky about your music.
I am. Because sometimes a lame song comes on, I'm like, get the fuck, I can't move, like get out of here. Yeah. So then these burlesque dancers come up in light cages and it didn't feel sleazy at all.
Yeah.
It had that element of like sexy, but and like it was burlesque. It was like the women were empowered and dancing.
And they bring those dancers in. Those dancers they bring in from New York.
Yes.
Yeah,
they get hotel rooms.
Yeah,
they're like real deal dancers.
Yeah, they're not just like some random. Yeah, they're like legit.
I knew one of the girls. I was like, I've worked with her. She's like an actress. She was the burlesque dancer, and she had a blue wig. So like,
couldn't tell.
But we were looking at each other, and I just loved her, and I was just like, yeah, girl. Like, I meant it because she was dancing, and I was like, fuck yes. It was so fun. So we have to honestly, and I'm not even like. I was so happy to be there. And I needed to get away because I've been going through some shit.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
Benny took promo pictures.
Cool. I mean, like, that stage looks so cool.
It's a really cool.
You have to come.
Yeah, I want
to. We have to make a weekend of it.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Just like we had our beach day, we can have like
that was fun.
Yeah. There's this fucking brunch place, like a 2 minute walk away. I'm not saying
really
this.
Good blueberry pancakes.
I swear to fucking God.
They just like break really nice when dissolved.
It was like,
oh my God.
It was a different kind of pancake.
Wow.
I swear to God.
I knew that because brunch I listened cake. To your last podcast.
I know. I shouted out hard.
And you connected with Amy Lynn and all them over there?
Yes. You haven't met Amy Lynn?
Mm-mm.
You're going to love her.
Yeah.
You're going to love her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy Lynn's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've only met her. What's crazy, what's cool about
she basically runs the place and honestly is like, the most badass, like she's got it. She knows it. She,
well,
yeah.
Yeah. What's cool is
I saw a dude confess his love to her at the fucking
brunch
place.
She's a very look.
What?
I,
we were walking out and there's this dude. He's like, yeah, like he was like all tough and he's like, yo, this girl right here, he's like, I'd met, like, he was like I'd do anything for you. But I was like, yo, Amy Lynn, he's in love with you. She's like, no, that's just how he is. I'm like, no, he's in love with you. She was like, no. That's, I was like, okay, like, she's got it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
knows,
dudes,
yeah,
are like, yo, Amy Lynn. I'm,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
she's a, yeah, she's a good chick.
Oh, I love her already.
You'll like her. She's, yeah, a,
she's,
badass,
she's got,
bitch.
A, yeah, she's got a power,
like,
to her.
High on car. I'm like, you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
The detective of hellos.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't trust
I
it.
I didn't like
I
it.
I don't trust,
yeah,
it.
What was that hello about?
What does that mean? No, you don't mean that.
Well, that's actually perfect. Okay, so I want to get into that real quick.
Okay.
Actually, you know what I want to talk about real quickly,
oh,
before,
God,
we get into,
oh, really,
remind me of the picky hellos. That's what we have to come,
the,
back,
what,
to. The picky hellos. You,
oh,
being like a,
because
there, I have a point to that. First, real quick, we talk about what you witnessed with Brendan Sagalo.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Were you there?
No, but I heard about it.
It,
the,
was,
story is making me so happy for so many reasons, but like in a good way. I'm so happy that Brendan, because Brendan's a hilarious comic. Like, I genuinely think he's got a lot of star quality, and I love that eyes are on him. Like, he's doing another show called
Uninterrupted. Yeah, yeah.
I would just
let's explain what happened first.
Careful.
I'll say it very.
No, of course I don't say it. Listen, Brendan. It's,
do you, why don't you describe,
don't say
what happened?
How you said it last night.
Oh,
let's
stop. When
on.
It happened, it was,
say,
like,
it in a way that's not going to offend,
of course,
or offend.
Not, of course,
but
not.
Just be
or
warned.
But Brendan is, you know, when it happened, I was like,
you have to describe what happened.
I am, but there's only one person that could happen to, and it's Brendan. It was perfect.
That's true, though.
And,
of,
you know,
course it would happen.
So basically,
Brendan,
what happened? Listen,
he's such a good dude, though.
Yeah.
Like, I know him and I had it out at one point. Like, but like, I really, he's a good fucking dude,
yeah,
and he's funny. So like,
Brendan's
really
great,
funny.
And, you know, and Brendan's great, and, you know, I've actually, you know, some people I think that he's like starting to feel himself a little bit, but he's not. He's just working on it. He's always
working his ass off.
And he's, yeah, no, but he's working on confidence. Like, he's working on it. So a lot of it is him being like, his tendency is to,
you
go
can't
kind
share
of,
that on the, but you can't be like, Brendan's working on confidence. Like,
whatever,
you
he
don't
open,
share
he
that.
Will openly
just,
admit
can
that.
Well, good. He should be. He should be confident because he's got a lot of fucking talent, and I think he's going far. So
anyway,
he should be.
We're at, he was doing a Caroline's. Does this series called The Breakout Artist, which is a really cool concept. I really like it.
Yeah.
It's you know, even though some people will call it like a glorified bringer and all that stuff, which I mean, I guess it kind of is, but at the same time,
so is every show in its own way.
So is every show in its own right. Exactly.
You have to be able to bring,
but it's cool.
Heads.
I like what they do because it's like, hey, you're a young comic. We're going to give you a Tuesday night. Let's see if you can pack it out. Let's see if you can do 45 minutes. And if you do well, I've seen comics get into like their pipeline. So
yeah,
it's cool. They have like a development process as well. And so Brendan's doing it. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for any young comedian because, again, most comics who've done that 2 years, 3 years later, they start getting Montreal. And it's just a benchmark. It's like, all right, it's something to do when you're a young comic. So, you know, he has, you know, his good friends opening for him, the whole thing. There's a good audience, about 60 people. I'd say 50 of them were there for him. And
that's
great. And Brendan gets up there and the audience was okay in terms of like how were they as an audience. Like the comics that went before Brendan were commenting like, oh, you know, you can laugh at us too. You don't have to save all your laughs for Brendan, right?
And they had really good he had good comics opening for him.
Yeah, he had Rosebud Host, Mike Feeney, and then Mike Cannon opened.
Those
you
are
know?
Three really strong comedians.
Really strong comics who know how to really work an audience. And it was good. I mean, they all did well. But, you know, it wasn't like a raucous, crazy crowd. So Brendan,
some of those things, like even album recordings can be, it's weird because you know so many people and you
yeah.
think that they're all going to immediately laugh because
yeah.
they're your friends and family.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're almost more locked in.
Well, and they also feel like they have.
We know how you really are in real. We're just seeing you on
It's
stage.
A different kind
yeah.
of watching
well, and they also
you.
Feel like they had to be there. Because they're like, oh, we're here to support. So maybe their heart's not even into being at a comedy show. They're
well, that's
there,
sad. Don't come unless your
Jeez.
Heart's, if your heart's not in it, stay
yeah.
home.
Don't fake support me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm here, so, you know, and my heart's not really into being
You're
here
such
right
a
now.
Loser.
So, no, so Brendan goes up there, and, you know, he goes up there and he'll again, we'll admit to this. He's like, he was kind of like juggling, like he had papers with him, you know, just he was, like notes that he was putting on, putting on the stool. He's never done 45 minutes. So he went to just go put him down and he kind of couldn't reach it. Like he like misjudged how long it was. Weird. He even made a comment. He's like, oh, I'm dropping my, he's like, oh, nothing ever goes right for me. Like
he was probably just nervous. Yeah. It was no, a big deal.
That's kind of his shtick a little bit.
Was funny.
He kind of does that.
Yeah. He can
right?
pull it off.
So he goes there and he's just going, he's just having fun with this one audience member. He's just kind of warming up the crowd, and out of nowhere, like he is talking to this woman for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then literally out of nowhere he takes a beat.
Did you get the thing?
Yeah, I got the thing. I had something in my mouth. So he takes like a beat.
Emilio just kept picking at his
old tongue.
So
at his tongue.
Yeah, I have dog hair in my mouth right now. But anyway.
Sorry, okay.
It's all good. So
I tried vacuuming. What do you want?
I did it. Don't lie.
I did. It's just like my vacuum's old as fuck.
So Brendan is, again, he's having this like banter, playful thing with an audience member. And so he kind of takes a beat, and then you hear another woman's voice. And I thought it was like another woman in the audience who wanted to like involve herself in the show. And it's Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer is like bum rushing the stage.
No.
Going, Brendan, it's me. It's Amy. It's Amy Schumer. Can I do 10 minutes? Oh my God. Wait, are you laughing at what Ankara said?
No, the whole concept that like Brendan's on stage. He's nervous. It's a big thing. And then all of a sudden,
Amy Schumer's
running up and like all red. She's wearing like a bright red outfit and she's running up and Brendan must have been like, what is happening?
And it's so funny. She's like,
because really he goes,
oh my God. He goes, so yes. Terrifying. He goes, of course. He goes, why don't you? And it's so funny because he says this. He goes, why don't you just come and ruin the show? But he didn't say it in a way where it's like, it just
can't. No, it's funny.
He could pull that off.
Ruin the show.
That's what I think is so great about Brendan is he was able to say something that was funny and yet true, but he also didn't care. I'm sure he's a big
fan
of Amy.
But the way he said that was so like, yeah, it was like a positive.
Yeah, ruin the show.
Sure.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, come on, ruin the show.
Like it almost came out. Like it just it came out. He didn't know how to. So anyway,
go Brendan.
So she's
a rock star.
Yeah, and listen, seriously. Listen again. You know when this happened, I was like, and I was with you know a couple guys that work for the club. We went as a group.
Did she do well?
Well, and I was just like, oh my God! I'm like, he's getting bumped on his like headliner.
First headliner.
His breakout artist by Amy fucking Schumer. Like only Brendan. But here's the thing. She goes up there.
And I've had Brendan on, I think, about 2 or 3 times. So my listeners really like him.
Yeah. She goes up there and she goes, oh, she goes, Brendan is so great. You know, I follow him. We're very good friends. He's my favorite Instagram follow. And even the guys I was with, they looked at me. They go, is that true? And they all know Brendan. I'm like, no, it's not fucking true. But she does follow him on Instagram. So if you were not, even if you were Brendan's parents, I guarantee you they must have been like,
no, it's a
does
cool
Brendan
thing.
Know Amy? Is Brendan really
Look,
friends with Amy
And you
Schumer?
Said this yourself. Overall, it's a great thing for Brendan. And, you know,
and he handled it so
was
well.
It a little bit rude for her to do that?
Look, so all the comics were hanging out.
Well, look, yes and no. This is non-duality. There are two sides to everything. In a way, she was right. It helped him out. Was it handled super gracefully? Probably not. But she probably already has, like, I bet you she won't do that again. Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you. I bet you she doesn't do that again.
Look,
so, like,
look, the
I don't
comics.
Know. I think
I'm a fan of Amy's.
Listen,
I'm a fan of Brendan.
I don't like it's uncomfortable. It's awful, but that's comedy. You're on stage and you don't know some drunk person's going to attack you or some
oh
person.
Oh, my God. Well, that's worse.
This is comedy. This is what we
do. Ankara's like, you don't know if you're going to get shanked
the
in the gut any moment
People
when you're on
stay
stage.
Stay in their seats and keep their seatbelts fastened. Oh like,
look.
Oh, my God. Flight attendant
when I
Ankara's.
Went over, so when I went over to where the green room was, because all the comics were there.
I never knew I liked flight attendants so much. They're so friendly.
I know.
Oh Ankara,
why don't you
you're so kind.
Ankara, take the jacket off. Where are you going?
Oh, my God. Your jacket's still on. Get comfortable.
She's always
Cara.
Cold, so she's always freezing.
Oh, that's right.
So she always gives the impression that she's about to leave because wherever we are, she's got all her jackets on. So like, I never feel settled. Even in our apartment, I'm like, can you please get comfortable? She's like, I'm freezing.
Oh my
like,
God,
are we going somewhere?
She's like, honey, I've got the running shoes. I'm ready to go if I need to go.
I've got my Wellingtons on. I'm cleaning the toilets with my my habini
on. You got your fucking earmuffs on.
So anyway, I go over to where all the comedians are. Okay, because they saw like this whole thing transpire.
They must have been like, "What the fuck?" No,
listen.
Happening?
The comics were all irate. They were like, "This is bullshit." They're like, "This is ridiculous," and they are fundamentally, like, at the root of it, 100% right. The whole thing was because normally, if you're going to bump someone, you know, you don't just barge the stage like that, right?
Totally.
But my take on it, and of course, you know, in a very like lighthearted way, they're like, "Oh, you're just thinking of a like a business owner standpoint because you own a comic." Because I was like, "Look, guys." No one gives a fuck. I mean, look, this is great. He's headlining the whole thing, but no one cares. Like, it's a freaking, it's whatever.
100% this just has helped
happened, him out. Yeah, absolutely.
Whether him handling it out so
not,
gracefully.
Whether it helped him out or not.
It makes him a
it's amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. This is something that you can, if one day, Brendan,
100%
becomes
he does
a
not
big,
regret
a big
that.
Comic, and he is, let's say, doing a late night show, and he's on the couch. This is a story you
100%.
Tell.
100%. Yeah.
And, you know, she did do it. And again, was
she's
it right?
She's one of the most
no.
famous people right now yeah. walking the planet. Yeah. And she
just... her going up saying he's such a great friend of mine, as much bullshit as it is. Come on.
She,
that's
she
gold.
Did she have to say that?
No, I see both sides. I'm not saying Amy Schumer handled it properly.
Yeah.
If I were her and I went in and it was someone's breakout artist series, I'd be like, okay, not today.
You know what's really funny is Brendan the next day was at New York Comedy Club, right?
Did he talk about
it? No, so he ended up doing a spot. He was doing a spot. And a really big comic was possibly going to come by. Jim Gaffigan was going to come by, but he couldn't make it last second. And if Gaffigan had showed up, I was going to ask him. I was going to say, Jim, please, can you barge on stage and cut?
That's so not
just
cool.
to do it again no. as a joke. Though I mean, he would. Here's the thing, though. Jim Gaffigan, who is one of the most nice guys.
I've never met him. He seems nice.
What? I wouldn't say
don't
I know him like.
We don't know yet. Ankara hasn't met
him. I wouldn't say like I know him like.
I haven't met him.
Like we'll personally. But he's one of these. He's a sweetheart of a guy. For real. Like good. He emailed. Like he's an amazing person. And he probably would not have done it. He would like, no, I don't want to do that. It's uncomfortable.
Aw. Yeah.
That's the difference between, you know. But anyway.
Shots fired.
No, not at all. Again, I stand my ground. I thought
I don't think she handled it in a way that was super polite or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot. Those kinds of breakout artist series, recording an album. If I'm recording an album, that
can't happen.
It can't happen. But like I still think of a breakout artist series as similar to that because you know that person's recording their 40.
No, 100%.
It's a big deal.
No, 100%.
So you cannot really interrupt that. She did. It worked out for him, and hopefully she'll come through it fine too because I'm a fan. I think she's very funny. But I think this is a good lesson for a lot of people because no matter what your name is or how famous you are, you still have to be a considerate person.
Yes.
And I think people, when they get fame and disconnected, like we're seeing a little bit with Kanye, they go into a whole other bubble. And it's like you have to stay grounded.
Yeah.
You have to remember.
These are people too.
Yes.
Like these are
this is important
like,
to him. His family's there.
Exactly.
And she literally said, but I'm Amy Schumer. Yeah. And it's like,
so you trump
I
everything?
Get it. She is. She's amazing. Like I said, I've been a fan for a while. But once again, no one gives a shit who you are if it's a big moment. You know what I mean? Like you could be getting married. And it's like, hold on. Could I interrupt your vows? I'm so-and-so. Yeah. No, this is a special moment. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Another thing I don't get either is like, you know, like I feel like it used to happen more back in the day, like when we were all at the strip. Like I remember if Chris Rock would pop in, like a lot of times like his manager or someone would call the club and say, hey, Chris is going to pop in tonight. How is it tonight? Right.
I'm just thinking about my thing with Chris Rock.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more like like we'll get pop-ins, which is awesome. But I'm surprised there's never like literally ever any forewarning at all. Like, just hey.
Why can't they just call?
Just like, why couldn't
is
her people.
Is there room for me?
But why couldn't her people just simply call? If they called five
maybe they're
clubs,
scared that the buzz, like, they don't want to walk into people being all.
Yeah, that's true.
And we'll get cool with someone at the club.
The and, like, Chris Rock came in and Dave Chappelle came in. They didn't announce, they didn't tell anyone. They just didn't want anybody to know they were there because when you're that big.
Yeah.
You don't want people looking at you.
You just
want
to go
sure
in, you, get out.
No, I
on,
get that, of course.
Even
but
sure, though. They were like, I don't know. Like,
any famous person,
like,
you contact Emilio directly if you want to go to his class. Seriously, if you're that kind of a name.
True, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whether it's Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, New York Comedy Club is one of the best rooms in the city. Not that they're listening, but like for real, you should have to say to the owner, hey, man, please don't say anything, but can you check
but
if there's...
But we had that. When Tracy Morgan came by, we got that forewarning.
See, that's great.
And we did not. And look, it's very easy.
You played it cool.
Yeah, you simply just say, hey, you know, we're thinking about coming in tonight. Well, we're thinking about it. We're not sure. You know what?
Yeah.
Because here's my thing. Like, she was at Rockefeller Center. She was literally like 2 blocks away from Caroline's. All that take was like, hey, I want to come through and run something. Is that possible? You know, and the whole thing could have been avoided.
It's almost like she didn't want to hear the no. That's the bit of the entitlement.
99.9% of the time, no one's going to say no.
Especially to Amy Schumer.
No, not at all. It doesn't matter what's going on. She could have called every single club. They would be like, yes, come, please.
I had a
come.
Show bumped because of her at Stand Up New York, but it wasn't my show. I had a 15-minute spot years ago. I was with Shane. I get there. They're like, oh, sorry. We had, you know, Amy's running her. It was for her like special or something. Amy's running her hour. And I was like, I get it. Whatever. And Shane was with me. And Shane was like, can we please stay for the whole show? I want to meet Amy Schumer.
That's cool.
And I said, no. I didn't want to stay. Look, I didn't want to stay for an hour.
Yeah.
I had to get him home. It was like getting late. Do you know what I mean? I was like, sorry. And he still brings it up. He's like, remember when I wanted to meet Amy Schumer? And you didn't. I'm like, Shane, I'm sorry.
One day.
You ruined everything.
One day,
for
hopefully.
Shane.
I know. No, he's
so that, so that's
next birthday.
I'm like, I'm Kate Wolf. Your mom's Kate Wolf. Yeah. And he's like, ugh.
I'm sure she's going to be at Brendan's next birthday party, right? Because they're best friends.
So that's the story. So
I hope so.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
It's a great story. Brendan shares it, his side of it, on his podcast, The Stupid Little Podcast. What's the episode called?
I forget.
I'm definitely not mad at Amy.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
No, we got to change it.
No. I'm not mad at Amy Schumer, I think is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. So the other topic I wanted to get into. It was what we were saying about the hellos. This is what I also love about Ankara. You don't pick up on it quite. You do. I'll explain. You are just as sensitive as I am, whereas if someone's acting nice, but you know that they're being a bitch on the inside, like you don't fucks with it. Like sometimes you'll fall into the like fake
the
hello.
Cities.
Like sometimes if someone, I'm like, okay, they hate me, but I'm not. Okay, hi. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like sometimes I'll do that.
Yeah.
But overall, I don't, like, I can tell if someone's being fake.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I like that you pick up on that too. Mm-hmm. Like you're, you know, but you're still just a sweetheart of a person.
Yeah.
You can pick up on it, but you have to be, I think, because you own a club.
No,
you have to be
is.
A little bit, you're nice to everyone.
Yep.
Why?
Because he wants to be loved all the time.
No, that's not true. Rejected. Because it's,
what if
it's easier.
Because
it's easier to be
asshole.
Nice. It's just be nice. It's easier to be nice. You know?
So you're just like...
It's like Patrick Swayze says in Roadhouse, be nice.
I don't want to be.
No, I don't know, because there's no...
It's like fake...
Because why?
I don't
why?
Be fake nice
why? What, and the energy it takes to fucking be all pissed off and
no,
be
but not
angry.
Pissed off.
No, honest.
Just, thank you.
That's
what Scott's for.
It.
Scott is there to be honest.
Yeah, Scott
I'm there to be agreeable.
Work. Scott does your dirty
Scott's
work.
Scott's the henchman.
Shout outs to Scott. He also co-owns all the clubs and he's dope. I love you both, obviously. But he is a lot more. He'll fucking say. So if some, he'll be like, that person's blah.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So yeah, just be nice.
I'm going to film my next rap song at Pinch Recording when I'm ready. It's called Whack Ass Pussy.
He can't wait. Yeah. He cannot wait. He's actually asked.
Are you serious?
He's asked me 3 times.
No.
When is Kate going to come back in? And
oh my God.
Recording?
I've been, I'm soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to schedule 2 or 3 hours. Might have to pay for it myself, which is a Bummerville Nation station. And guess where I'm filming my fucking rap video?
Where?
Atlantic City Comedy Club.
Nice. It's a good idea to do it there. You got the beach, the whole thing.
No, I mean, sure. Yeah, the beach. Yeah, true. The beach.
That's
but
right,
I was thinking
you can do a couple of cuts.
The tunnel at Kiss Kiss is insanity. And then put all the lips behind me and the things.
Nice.
Light fucking cages.
Yeah.
The woman I fought with about Jesus downstairs.
You should,
what
the
what
next
could go
time you
wrong?
Do the show, you should do your whole show in the cage.
I was thinking about that, but it would be a shit show. Maybe one day. Ankara, you need to go. She's going to dance in the cage. How do you feel about me and Ankara dancing in a cage?
Go for it. Have fun.
No one puts me in a cage.
It's only a light cage, Ankara. It's not real.
Whatever he says.
You're free
the
to
bird
go.
Goes back in the cage.
If Ankara decided to do burlesque dancing, you'd be cool.
Sure, she can do whatever she wants. I can't tell her what to do, so. And if I tell her not to, she'll do it. So,
no,
yes.
Not
she should be a stripper.
Scarf.
She should be a bird last day. She should do all of it.
Why? Why should I not do what I want to do? I have one life.
Of course. Why? I'm not the one caging you.
Cage.
Either is he. Stop. You're free, little bird.
You
You're
are
free.
Free.
I've got one
You're free, little
wing.
Bird. Free.
I've got a broken wing.
No.
I'm going to fly with
no.
one wing.
The car is so free that she's like, it's like playing tricks on her where she thinks she's not free. You know what I mean? Like, I've never known someone. I've never known someone who will have a huge bottle of water.
When you're cooking, I'm free. I'm free.
She'll have a huge bottle of water like I have in my hand. And yeah, she'll complain that she doesn't get enough water. That is Ankara.
It's drama queen.
We will literally be on a flight somewhere. And she'll be like, we don't go on vacations enough.
And then I'll be like, we're going to Hawaii.
Anyway.
You guys, I'm so happy to have you on together.
Thanks. This is fun.
Continue, Kate. What's next?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Well, okay. So I have a really intense email.
Bring it.
Okay.
So it's really, it's a lot. So I'm warning you. And I thought about this. I was like, should I pull out this email for Amelia and Ankara?
Yeah.
And I was like, bring it. Because you guys, as funny as you are, you can also go really deep and you fucking get life. So I was like, they're not, even though it's going to be intense, I'm like, they'll be fine. But ooh, just, ooh. I warned you.
First of all, I'm sitting back. I'm going to let Emilio talk first.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But the reason why I'm bringing it up and connected it to the fake thing is because on my last podcast, I was talking about how I was raised in an environment where fake nice was told, like, that's how you did it.
Yeah.
So if in my gut I was like, no, this person doesn't like me, they just hurt me. No, Katie, no.
Yeah.
They love you, everything's fine. So I got, my intuition got twisted and not. Right. So I was talking a lot about stopping this fake night. I'd rather honest and know if you don't like me,
yeah,
than in a nice way. You don't have to just come up and punch me.
No. No is not a bad answer. No,
exactly.
No is strong.
Thank you. So I was talking about that and just how much I'm trying to be honest and authentic instead of doing the fake nicey things. So then I had a listener write this in, and it's exactly what I'm talking about, but a way more
intense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she said, I can read. She gave me permission to share it. She said, don't share my name. Okay. And I said, of course.
So what's her name?
don't worry, do Sally. That.
Come on, Kate. Let's break the rules a little bit.
No, Amy Schumer. Absolutely not. This is it. Amy Schumer's letter.
Guys, can you let me
Catherine,
read?
Catherine. Catherine Lewis.
Okay, he's lying, first of all.
Stop twisting her into it.
But also, this, you guys are about to get rocked. So, okay. So I'm going to share a little bit about, okay. Hi, Kate. I'm beep. I'm 51, and I also live in beep. Whoops. also.
So she lives in Westfield. Nice.
No. It wasn't that specific. I have been hooked on your podcast for a very long time with you and Joe Sanegato, my old co-host. I continued listening beyond that when you went on your own because I think you're a very special soul. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Beep. Do you like my beeps?
They're good beeps.
Beep. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I feel like I should skip. Okay. The reason why I'm emailing you is because this Break Free podcast really hit home for me. When I was young, I was sexually abused by my stepfather from age 8 to 13. And every time I would say to my mom that he creeps me out and he touches me in my private areas and he tries to kiss me and it doesn't feel good to me, she used to tell me, oh, he just loves you. Oh my God. Wow. Exclamation point. I'm having a hot flash because there are only 3 people in the whole world I've ever admitted this to, and you are a stranger and typing it out feels so icky. But I feel like I know you in a weird way. Anyway, I used to pretend I was asleep when he would come into my bedroom at night to satisfy himself. This is fucked up, but I was so happy when at age 13 I finally got my period for the first time. I was planning how I would try to use that to gross him out so he wouldn't touch me anymore. I used to leave a bloody pad on the bathroom countertop so he would see it and not touch me that day. It sounds so fucked up, but what he did to me was fucked up too. I was not being heard by my mom until this day. I hold major resentment towards her. Deep down, I think she knows what happened, but just didn't know how to handle it back then. I always used to tell her I was scared of him. When he passed away in 2000, and no offense, this is me saying it, I'm glad he's gone. Hold on. She asked me over and over why I was scared of him. I wouldn't tell her because I didn't want to cause her any more pain. She was grieving the loss of her husband. Well, I didn't want to add or need to add to that pain. I'm an adult now and thought I'd put it behind me. Sorry, I'm like getting sad. Although, as I learned, you can't sweep childhood trauma like that under the rug. It will always surface and rear its ugly head, which is true. Mom and I don't speak, which makes me sad, but it is what it is. It's not my choice. That's not the way I want it. Who knows if we'll ever resolve things. Oh, wow. So her mom's not talking to her.
Why is that?
Probably because her mom knew that she was holding this in, and like, what are you not telling
me? But why do you think her mother is not talking to her? Like in her reason, in
she
her head.
She probably knows some things.
Maybe she's ashamed.
But did something, yeah. But like in her.
Thank you. Let's say it.
Yeah, maybe she's ashamed. Maybe because she feel like she knew and she heard her, but she was not strong enough to stand up for her. And she was, you know, with a man that who knows
she
what
knew
he did
was...
to, who knows what he did to the mom.
Yeah.
Maybe she was, who knows? Do you know what I mean? Like maybe she didn't want to speak up. She was coping.
Yeah,
in
but
her
I
own
wonder
way.
If the woman who wrote this to you, I wonder if like she's like, oh, my mom's not talking to me because I maybe wasn't supportive when he died, or like,
who know? Yeah, who know exactly? Yeah,
like,
who knows?
Obviously, there's underlying stuff as why
yeah.
she's not talking. Yeah,
but it could
I
exactly.
I wonder what she convinced herself.
Yes,
of why she. You know
thank
what I mean?
You for pointing that out because her. Yeah, her, in her mom's head, she's like, why is she not being there for me? My husband just died, and she's she's still deep in denial.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, she said, who knows if we'll ever resolve things. I hear you talk about you and your mom and that and how much healing you've done, and it gives me hope because my mom and I have done a lot. Because mm-hmm. And I'm not going to share. I want to have my mom on in the future when she's ready to share her experience. Mm-hmm. But as much as she hurt me, we've had so many good talks of her being like, I am so sorry. I was in so much deep pain. And like, and I believe, you know what I mean? She's written me letters and she gets it, even though we're still working out still a lot of the stuff. She's amazing. And I'm just so happy that I kind of have my mom back.
Yeah.
You know, like I almost wanted to say mommy, but like she might come tomorrow. We haven't spent Mother's Day together in a long time. She might come. We might paint all of us. And
oh,
like,
awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, so healing work does work, but this one's going to be, this is a different monster, but I do believe anyone can heal if they want to. Anyway, I responded to her. I won't share my response, but I, you know, responded. And then do you want to hear some more? This is a pretty intense part too.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, thank you, Kate, for your response. It means the world to me. You know, only a few years ago did I come to the realization that if I would have been heard, hell yeah, that bastard could have been sent to jail. I said he should have went to jail to her. And I've obviously said, I'm sorry, you know, anyway. Oh, how I wish I could have made that happen. And to this day, I still have triggers like you were talking about. What I didn't mention is that my mom was on a bowling league, so every Tuesday night she would leave and my dad and I would watch Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley on primetime TV, and that's when the molestation would also take place. And once I remember I was getting ready to go to ballet class, and this is, by the way, one of the most horrific stories I've ever heard. I was wearing pink tights and a black leotard. He made me put my foot up on a stool so he could access between my legs, and he ripped my tights. He sent me off to ballet class in ripped tights. And I cried when I got there telling my ballet teacher I ripped them. So my triggers are those TV shows and ripped tights. It's so weird how you remember these memories that you've tried to push back and repress for years. They all come flooding back. And then she said, I would love to hear you do an episode about this topic. You have permission to use my story if you see fit. So the reason why I shared this was because so many people are holding back horrific stories like that and so scared to share them. And then we get seen as crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like, and meanwhile, so many people are holding back so much pain and yet are starting to have the courage to share. And I think it's so important. And I believe she's already in therapy, I believe. But like, especially when you have trauma like that, you have to talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
Holding that in your whole life by yourself is too much
to
carry.
You have to live life.
It's awful.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I think we're coming to a time where people are starting to like share their truth and with less shame. I think it's hard for both women and men. I think men were told at a very young age, you're not supposed to cry. You're not, you know, what it means to be a man. And I think men are slowly saying like, no, I can be emotional. Mm-hmm. It's not, maybe we're not completely there yet, but that's starting to shift and break. And so, you know, I don't know if you guys want to have any input on this. I know it was a really heavy thing, but I would love to hear what you have to say.
Well, what I am curious about though, are you, like, because we transitioned from the whole being nice thing, right, to this. Was there a reason why you wanted to go there?
Just because she wasn't believed as a little girl. And she must have felt so insane inside to be saying to her mom, he scares me, trying to tell her I don't feel right and not being listened to. No, 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 he does love you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where your own mother not listening.
It's like the, everything's going to be fine. It's
going to
be okay.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't want.
It's not okay.
I want you to acknowledge the truth right now and everything's not going to be fine. If you don't look at the truth and look at it, because I'm telling you that it's falling apart and you're saying everything's fine, 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 fine.
Yes.
You're on a crazy roller coaster yourself. And I think a lot of it is whoever's saying that has their own stuff and they don't want to face it. So they're like in this denial cycle and they don't want to face it. And it's like, it's not a big deal. Like, I mean, this is a big deal, but like, if you face it now, it won't get worse.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, there's just a lot of confusion with stuff because like the mother says to like her mother said to her was, oh, he just really loves you.
Ugh.
And people confuse. I mean, you know, people that are your parents or you have true love with, you know, you're vulnerable to those people. And those people, it's easy to be manipulated. It's easy to manipulate people who really love you and vice versa,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's like, oh, I know this person. This person loves me. And then when they do something really fucked up, you don't know how to process that.
Talk like, about trauma.
Do you know what I mean?
It breaks the trust.
So it's
like
at
the deepest level.
Yeah. It's
like,
difficult.
You're like, this person who's supposed to love me is hurting me like this?
Yeah, and then you start thinking like, if I tell on other people, then...
You seem like the bitch, or what if they turn on me and say I'm lying?
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, well, then I'm hurting this person, and then I'm hurting that person, and it's a domino effect. So I don't think people... I just don't know if people necessarily don't say stuff because... I mean, they're definitely scared for themselves, but I think they're also just confused and they don't know what's what. Like, you know,
it makes you feel crazy. It twists you into knots.
Yeah, it's like you don't know what reality is anymore. Yep. It's like, it's almost like getting punched in the nose. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like you're staggered. You're on tilt.
Yes. Gaslit. Yes. It's so, because then she's acting out their pain looking like.
And and it's incredibly important, though, to talk to someone about it. Maybe not, you know, advertise it yet. I mean, look, I think if something like that happens, you got to fucking tell everyone, right? But, you know, for the sake of how we're talking about this, you got to talk to someone you trust that you can confide in.
Right.
Someone to just get it out there so you can have a dialogue with someone who can maybe, who's not in it, give you some real perspective and be like, look, this is not okay. This is really fucking bad. Like, this person does not love you. You need to blow it up regardless of how this will affect your relationship with your mom or whomever. But also it's an evolution, right? Like this happened when, you know,
you have to blow it up though in a way that feels safe.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
This happened 40 years ago.
She could think, oh, I'm going to go to child services. Like,
but like the key now, this is the key to me is how is it being handled now? I feel like when, and again, this might be ignorant, but I feel like if this were to happen, if this, as is still going on in our society, I feel like someone who's 10 years old is going to have a lot more courage now than a 10-year-old would have when this woman was going through all that, because it's so everywhere now and people are coming
people
out.
People raise their kids differently now.
Yeah, and kids are tough. I think kids now are tougher than ever
back
before.
Back in the 50s and 60s, and I'm going to have my mom on in a future episode to share her thing, so I'm going to be very careful about what I share, but she had some signs that now would not be ignored. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, but back then, they were taught to turn the other, turn the other cheek.
And children, kids more than ever now are empowered more than ever.
Yes.
You know, so they really are.
There are hotlines for kids.
I don't want to say they're stronger, but
they're suicide hotlines in all kinds.
They're put in situations where they're allowed to be, stronger now than they were.
Yeah.
When you're a third, you know, when we were growing up, if you were a kid, you were just told, shut up.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'll see like how, you know,
saw Shane, he was bossing me around earlier.
Oh, totally. Totally, you know, whether that's good or bad, but still, totally.
I mean, well, it's neither. Survival. You have to teach your kids to survive.
I don't want to overpower my child.
Yeah.
I want to be a role model and guide him, but I'm not trying to overpower him.
Yeah,
and
Shane told me earlier, he's like, look, in 2 years, she's fucking out of here.
No.
You know, that's what Shane said straight up.
No, he's the best.
He's like, once I get my license, there's really, she's
done. No, don't even. Okay. For Mother's Day. So a week ago, he goes, Mom, I already got your Mother's Day gifts. And I'm like, tell me. He's like, you have to have patience. I'm like, no patience. So I was like, can I play 20 questions with my gift? And he was like, okay. And I pretty quickly guessed what store. It's East meets West. And the store, it's got all the crystals and the, you know, and he knows me. So I'm like, okay. He went to that store and he's like, yes. And I was like, so I got quickly. I was like, is it a figurine? And he's like, yes. And I was like, oh, I'm an angel. He's like, no. I'm like, an animal. He's like, yes. I'm like, oh, right. So he ended up getting me this adorable cat figurine. And it like stands for wealth and like good things coming in. So he goes, it has something to do with now. And I was like, what has to do with now? And when I found out it was wealth, I was like, mommy's going to make money. Because it's like, it's been a struggle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He shared a room with me for 5 years. So, and he's so tuned in. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, God. But because things are starting to turn around a little bit. Like I can start to see sparks of things, you know, and I'm like, oh, It's been a long 8 years.
Yeah,
since I freaking met you at the comic strip. But anyway, so he's a good kid, and he got me that and like a rose quartz that says love in it.
I mean, it's lovely, so but you're terrible. Now, what's he going to give you tomorrow? You already figured out
him,
the gift.
His love.
You couldn't wait? You couldn't wait 2 days?
No, I don't like waiting.
I know, it sucks. I hate it. Waiting.
But he knows me. He was laughing. Yeah. Like, I was like, please. Like, he didn't let me guess. It still took 2 to 3 days of guessing. And then I'd forget about it. And he goes, Moose. He goes, Moose, don't you want to know what your gift is? I'm like, why are you doing this to me?
He's got you.
Yeah.
He's got you.
So then I'd be like, fine. What, you know, and I'd be like, forget it, just don't tell me, surprise me. He'd be like, but Moose, don't you want to know your gift? I'm like, you know, I want to know.
Oh,
so we'll see. But yeah, I don't care when it's a Mother's Day gift. I get to be with him tomorrow. Hopefully my mom will come. I'm trying to get her to come. She's like, why didn't you meet me halfway? I'm like, Mom, please. She has a bit of fear of driving like I do. We both get actually bad anxiety for long trips, so I completely understand. But like, I did a fucking 3.5 hour trip back the other day, and I almost like in a rainstorm. I swear to God, I had such a good show. It was at the freaking Hartford Funny Bone, great show. And then I got it. I was like,
How long did you do? How much time?
45 minutes. It was awesome. Like they got it's at the mall, so I feel like they are able to pull. Like it was a great thing. But then driving home, you put in your GPS. It says 2.5 hours. I'm like, oh, okay, that's not that bad. Immediately you get going, and it's like construction, this, that, and it's suddenly 3.5, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then rain, and I got into a bad car accident in the snow years ago, so I get really nervous when it's like I get my body freaks out, and it's raining, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was literally like, do I get a hotel room right now? And I was like, I got paid a decent amount if I weren't driving that drive. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that were a closer gig, that would be great pay. But I was like, if I get a hotel room, I literally made nothing in this gig. And all, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really tight with money. So I was like, I have to keep I was really upset. I was like screaming in my car. I started singing. I was like singing operas.
Did you put Alanis Morissette on?
No, I was like scared to even put on music. I was so scared of getting into an accident.
That
I was
like, happens, call Ankara. She can talk you through.
No, it's one of those things.
She's very good at crisis management.
No, it's one of those things where you literally, because I've been in some pretty crazy car accidents that I just go into
focus,
like
silence.
Like I'm up on the steering wheel.
Were you like that for like 3 hours?
Oh my God. It was, like it was, my neck hurts.
When you pulled into your, when you're into your house, did you just sit there for a minute and go?
Kind of. I was like, I'm home. It makes you appreciate home.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm home.
Did Shane have a kegger going on when you came back?
Shane wasn't here. Oh. He was with his dad. I love that when they're like, I used to do the joke where people are like, where's Shane? I go, Shane, like Home Alone, Kevin. And now I'm just like, he's with his dad. Like, where do you think he is? I have joint custody.
Smoking pot.
Yeah. Smoking pot with Ankara in the back.
you said he smoked pot.
You should have your ex on the podcast.
Why are you starting shit?
I'm not starting shit.
That's what he does.
This is invasion of privacy.
Maybe one day.
Do we not go deeper?
Okay.
You're having your mother on tomorrow.
No, maybe.
Not tomorrow, eventually.
Maybe.
That's a pretty big deal.
No, but that's look, maybe one day in the future I'll have my ex-husband on, but right now we would get into a fight.
You sit Jason down, you have Shane down. You go, okay, Shane.
I'll tell
you
what, let me say something. No, you're an asshole. I really respect Jason as a dad. I want to say he has done such a good job. And I didn't know. When we got divorced, I was like, what the fuck is this going to look like? Do you know what I mean? Like, it was an ugly, messy thing. And I was like, I want to say, considering two people who can disagree pretty quickly, we have managed to raise the hell out of an amazing, amazing kid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give both of us props. Because that takes two to fucking be like, we're putting our kid first. That's really hard to do.
Yeah. And
so many couples get their kids in the middle and make it ugly. Do you know what I mean? No. My parents really.
And even though, like, you know, he's going to be a teenager soon, and that's going to be a whole nother thing, I feel like, you know, you really got through the hard part. Because, like, he's self-sufficient, but, like, you don't have to, like I don't know. Like, when I'm around, like, I have a.
No, 11's is a much easier age than, like, 3.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, because all my friends now, they're all having kids. So you have to, like, watch them. Because they're, like, 2. Or 3.
No, it
or
was
1 or
back
whatever.
Then, and I was so depressed back then too. Like, I was not where I'm at emotionally. Having it was getting a divorce with a young child and also going through the depression of, oh my God, my life is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And I had a lot of, you know, darker dips and moments that I'm sure other people could judge. But like, it is hard to leave a marriage and then leave a secure teaching job. It was fucking, I was following my heart, but man, was it was a scary intense.
Can I ask
time.
You something? When this whole thing went down 8 years ago,
when
right?
I get flashes of it, where are you,
what's different? What's the most different thing that you think you would have been, you know,
like
8 years ago?
Compared to teaching and being married? Like that life, you mean?
No, like you, when this happened 8 years ago, okay, where would you have seen yourself 8 years from then? Are you, what's
eight
so different than
8 years ago I started
what,
comedy. Is that from then?
Are you saying what would her life look like if she stayed married? Is that what you're
no.
asking?
No.
Yeah, like I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, what's your question?
What like, my question is this. My question is this. When you got divorced and when all this
yes.
stuff was happening.
So when I got
and
divorced.
Like, and you're like, you know, your life didn't go the way you thought it was going
to
go,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, I went
one,
to the hospital.
How did you think it was
going to
go?
How
did you think
go
it was going to go? And two.
Not like this.
That's what I'm asking. Like, what does that mean? What do you mean? What does that mean exactly?
I think I want to go back to that marriage.
No. I am so proud of how far I've come. Yeah. I am. That
so
when I said
what,
I didn't picture.
Where are you now that you wish?
Okay,
like
I'll
where
answer.
Do you wish you would be?
I hear you.
What are you saying?
I, no,
you
I got it. I got
like,
it.
What are you asking?
Okay, both of you. I'm going to answer the question.
I
look
am
at
a
me
victim.
When you yell at me. Look at me when you yell at me.
Look me in the eye.
Look at me when you're talking to me. If you ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I've watched
that.
From
that.
Kate, will you
from
please
Wedding
watch
could
it?
Could you two get a little more comfortable? I see I have butthole facing
so
me here.
Butthole.
Spread eagle. Yes, you're
spread eagle.
Spread eagle.
If you guys
okay, answer the damn question,
me,
Kate.
I would leave and let you finish. Okay, so.
Yeah, you can't come on my podcast and not answer some of the questions.
Get off our podcast.
No. So. So. My answer is, I did not at all see myself being here.
Yeah.
I had not started comedy when I left my marriage. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what I, everything was so shattered and crumpled to the ground. I literally was like, where, that was part of the depression was where,
what am I gonna do?
Where am I going from here? I'm a single mom, a teacher, and I had just gotten a great job at Westfield and I didn't know that I was going to be leaving it at that point. Like I was like, but I just was like, what does this look like now? Mm-hmm. And then about a year after is when I started comedy and then everything changed.
And what
whole
made
new
you
world
start comedy again?
So I actually kind of shared this, but I'm going to be very respectful with how I share this. I had been dating a dude who owns a popular vegan restaurant in New York City. Someone had a collaboration with them that didn't go so well. And anyway, you want to call me? I'm going to call you out. Okay, so.
But I still have nothing but deep affection for them. They're
I actually know, but the people I'm about to talk about, great dudes. Seriously. I think so.
I love those guys.
They're amazing. You know what I mean? I don't hang out with them really much at all for a lot of reasons, but on both ends, that's not me. Like, I really believe in them and think they're amazing, talented, beautiful people. Like,
just
legitimately.
Just because you don't hang out with people doesn't mean you don't think they're
exactly.
Awesome.
There's just reasons that, whatever. So, I was dating.
It's because you don't drive.
That's not true. I do too. Oh, well, yeah. No.
Is that true?
I was semi-dating one of the dudes that owns this restaurant. And then we went to his brother's bringer show and he was hilarious. And he's like, you should start comedy. Because I was hanging out with him that night telling crazy stories of my divorce.
That's exactly how it happened.
Yep.
And then you were like, huh, maybe I should. And then you were like, I'll try
it. Two people had already said that to me that month. And when it was the third person, I was like, you know, because I was like, fuck no, I'll vomit. There's no way I can do it. Like, I have an anxiety disorder. Like, I will shit myself.
And when you were in high school or college or a kid, did you ever think to yourself, oh, I'd love to
I was voted class
be
clown.
An actor or do comedy or?
I was voted class clown, was always participate. Like, do you know what I mean? I was always a show off, but I was so set on being an art teacher mm-hmm. and getting married and that's it.
Wow.
That I wouldn't let anything else in.
So it's not like you were. It's not like you were a 15-year-old girl, and you thought back then, oh, maybe I'll do comedy one day. Never.
A whole dream opened up again that had died around 16 or younger. So I was like, when I finally said, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. I literally signed up for Sassy's mic a month in advance, a month in advance. And I practiced every day. I did my 5 minutes on my laptop, and I'd watch it.
Do you remember your first five?
No.
You really don't?
Hi, guys. You really forget it? It was,
there were some offensive jokes in there, honestly. I was, like, more offensive. Like, I just came out, like, being like, let's talk about abortions and porn. Like, it was, like, it was, but in a way that would not come out of my mouth now. And, it was crazy. But I was still sweet, but, like, I almost was ballsier in a weird way. So, I practiced for a month, and then when I was there, I remember that. I was like, I can run out right now. Like, I was like, I thought I was going to puke, shit, piss myself. Like, yes, I'm not even, like, I was so nervous, and I had 20 people there at a mic for me.
Wow.
An open mic?
20 people came.
What?
Was like a mic, like a 5 o'clock mic.
Yes. I had
people. Why?
They were so excited. I had been talking, like, it was a big deal, and I was big in the vegan community.
Oh my God.
So I was like, guys, I'm doing it. And all my vegan friends were like, yes, because they knew I was going to be saying some shit. And I'm still fighting for animal rights. You fucking see. The more I am able to make a difference, because factory farming is disgusting.
We get those 20 people to the next dragon sorcery.
I hate you. You're <sad. laughs> The promoter, Amelia Savone's here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you know what? I would love to reconnect to a lot of them. I think because I'm not as strict a vegan as I was, they might have created some distance, but I am still just as passionate.
Come on, vegans,
about
go with the program.
I love their.
Don't be so
honestly. No,
segregated.
They are amazing, open-hearted people who want to make a change. To want to fight for animals who have no voice, that's a pretty fucking beautiful, convicted group of people. So I'm very, I, whatever.
Props
well, Kanye would say it's their choice.
I don't even, listen, oh, animals?
Take that poster down.
I can't with Kanye.
Just making a stupid joke. I don't want to talk ridiculous about Kanye is.
Scoopity poop. Oh, poopity doopity. I actually like it. I like that song. I think it's genius, and it's Dr. Seuss, like, on the. So honestly, I was like, I'm not feeling Kanye's rants. But when I heard the Scoopity Poop song, at first I was like, no. At first, Shane played it for me. I was like, no, no. And then by the end, I was like, this dude is a genius. Yeah. Scoopity Poop. He's this badass rapper who's up there.
He doesn't care.
No, I loved it. I honestly was like, that was a hot song.
You know what I mean? In his head, he's figured it out. He's like, look at all these idiots. I can do whatever I want, and they're going
to
give me
But it's also Scoopity. I'll fucking twerk to Scoopity Poop. Poopity Scoop.
Yeah.
With Ankara and a
no
light cage.
I idea what you're talking about.
It's his new song.
When did it come out?
What?
You don't know about this? That's why I was asking you when Shane was playing it.
Hello.
I don't know.
You're going to die.
I've never been.
You guys
like
need
Kanye
to look
fan.
Up
I've heard it.
Kanye's new song. What's it called?
Scoopity Poop.
I'm more of a Will Smith fan.
I thought
fan.
It was like Let It Go or something.
Yeah.
You're Will. Okay.
I'm more into like Will Smith.
Okay.
Get jiggy with it.
Summertime. You get to sit back and rewind.
Put that neck scarf on your neck.
Flight attendant on car is
on
here.
The deck.
Yeah. That's so much better. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's how I got here. I started comedy and I was like, this is it. This is for me. And then I met some amazing fucking people who are like family for life. Seriously. Yeah. Like, because when I was in the teaching world, I met some really fucking dope people for real. But when I entered comedy, I met people with a certain fire. Like, I'm
different.
Going for this shit. In a society that goes,
holds you back in comedy. That's the difference. That's what I love about, that's why, like, but it's good to have friends outside of comedy, too, because, like, you're, like, they're, like,
I have a lot of good
have,
friends
like,
outside
very
of comedy.
Level, like, balanced life because they live in the rules of society, which is, like, good to, like, be around because it's, like, okay, you're not crazy.
Scoopity poop.
But then you also need to be around Poopity comedians scoop. That, like, have no regard for social norms or anything because it's, like, freeing. You're, like, good, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not going to... I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Yes, queen. Yes.
Don't look at me like that, Emilio.
Yeah, what do you,
you
check
and your
out?
Your fucking ambitions and your aspirations and all
well,
your
look
hope.
At you, Empire Tonight.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? You own all of New York City now. The owner
first
of New
all,
York City
first
itself.
First of all, I'm kidding. That's Ankara and I have that little bit. We just play like a little bit.
She doesn't
here.
Like it.
Then when you talk club. Hopeful, I'm like, will you stop talking so much hope and ambition? Anyway,
you both are one. Let's say two of the you both are two of the most ambitious people I've met. Seriously,
really?
Thanks, Kate.
Yes, okay. I know you don't feel that way, like but that you are. All. You are never gonna let that die.
Never.
I'm free. He's making fucking food in the kitchen. I'm free, Emilio. I'm free.
Enough. It's never enough. It's like that song from The Greatest Showman. Never enough.
You can't cage this bird, Emilio.
Oh, life will never be enough for me.
Cuckoo. Take the jacket off. Let's see the scarf more.
Let's get comfs. Oh, hey. Hey there.
My neck is warm.
Hey.
I put it on this morning and he just goes, you're a treat.
Oh my God. We're going to have to take a picture of what we look like and use this for promo because.
Yes. Quaid.
We've got flight attendant Ankara, Fairfield Comedy Club, Savone, Emilio Savone, and then I'm in I Love Bowie. Actually, Rosebud gave me this. Rosebud gave me a huge bag of hand-me-down clothes about a year ago, and she really like dressed me nice for a year.
Shout out to Rosebud.
And these were her hand-me-down. Like, these were the shit she didn't want.
She's good
fashionable.
Yeah, no, she's good shit.
She's on point.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got a tight little body. She's always wearing tight little cute clothes.
Why don't you fuck her on? Huh? Huh? Oh, that's me being Emilio. You want someone else?
No, that's
you. Do you get jealous? Do you get jealous?
She's talking about.
But I was making a joke because she was saying Rosebud had a tight little body.
I don't think I get jealous. She Ankara probably thinks I get jealous. But
does he get jealous?
I
trust Ankara.
He doesn't get jealous. It's annoying. You know what he does do, though? He cock blocks. Like, if I'm flirting with someone, he'll come up and just be like,
why are you flirting with someone?
Yeah. People? I mean, like, talking to people.
No, I'm siding with Emilio. If I saw my dude flirting, I'd
come. You're going to come pee on me if someone's talking to me?
Do you pee on her?
Woman in a bar?
Do you actually pee on her? He takes out his penis and he pees on you. Listen, little.
5 seconds.
You're free, little bird. You're free.
There you go. You have plenty of water. Okay?
No, I don't want my dude flirting.
I don't know who this man is.
I don't want my dude flirting. I ain't going to be flirting. I don't flirt. Maybe I think I flirt with girls more than do guys. Like,
yeah.
Right? I'm like, hey there, little lady. Hey there.
I mean, like, friendly flirting. I don't mean like warm.
No.
Like, I'm just like, hi, where are you from? Blah, 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 blah. And he'll just come up and be like, just checking in. And like, just like.
I like it. He cares.
No.
You guys are twin.
No,
you guys are twin flames. I'm sorry. You're twin flames.
Gross.
You guys are. Sorry. Sorry to.
Look, she's looking at me.
She knows. We talked about it. Me and Ankara made a twin flames list. And we know that you two are. You're both bright lights. You match each other.
Look how young Ankara looks right now. She looks like she's literally 14 years old.
She's a hottie. That's gross.
That's weird. What does that make
He's
you?
Like, let's go in the bathroom, baby.
Well, I'm not saying it's. Forget it.
Yeah, what does that make you?
She just looks so young sometimes. Does she look so young?
I think you look very young.
That looks so young. What does that say about
she
you?
Doesn't mean it like he doesn't mean it like that.
Stop protecting him, Kate. What is this?
I side with
what
both of you.
Thank you, Kate.
Sides.
She's arbitrating this
jacket.
Whole thing.
I love you both. Okay, I've got both of your backs, and y'all can't break up because I'm not fucking with the new peeps ever. I don't care who.
Why'd you even bring that up?
I'm just saying you guys are together for eternity.
She said
well,
that all
we did
time.
Get married, Kate.
That means nothing to
that
me.
Means something to me.
I'm a free bird.
That
little piece of paper is not a cage, Mr. Simone.
You don't even know where that paper is. Someone was like, prove you married.
When we got married, the priest said, till death do us part. And Carl's like, we'll see.
Oh, and just for the record,
you guys are. You guys better be.
I signed up for life insurance, so if I show up dead, you guys know who killed me.
Oh, can I ask this? I'm going to ask this on the podcast. So... I'm hosting the Libera Music Awards, and I have Ankara and Emilio come in. Could I possibly stay over that night? I want to ask on the podcast. You can say no, but you're going to be saying no on
the
podcast.
Of course you can say no.
Really? Yeah. Thank you. Because I have school the next day in the morning right there, so that way I can just go to bed. We can then go to the after party for an hour, schmooze.
Where's
we
the
can
after schmooze. Party?
We're going to dance. I don't know. I forget, but it's going to be an after party. And I'll be rapping.
Well, you're like the bell
party.
Of the ball, Kate. So you got to go schmooze. You
I'm
going to
schmooze.
God,
I'm schmoozing.
Out. All right. I got
to
get something.
I need to
sexy.
See a fucking outfit on. Yeah. You need to bring this. I want to do glitter eyes. No, I can't. You should do glitter eyes.
No, I can't.
Okay, fine. Another day.
Yeah.
I'll do glitter eyes.
Yes.
Yo, Emilio. Yeah. If you pulled off glitter eyes and
do you have that picture of that thing we went to? Remember when we had an eyeliner?
Oh my god,
on
we
stuff?
Went to this weird what was it?
Kate would have fucking loved
it.
What is this?
What was it? It was like a masquerade.
One of our
ball,
yeah,
like
I went to a masquerade.
A sex party.
It pretty much was. I was like, this thing's getting weird.
Kate,
let's
you
go.
Would have died. So we were at a sex party. You guys would be hysterical.
I had
at a sex
eyeliner
party.
On, and I had like a whole like we had masks. You didn't know about this? One of my really good friends is really into like all that
eyes
stuff.
Wide shut.
Very eyes wide shut type stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like all, everyone was like role playing. It was crazy. It was crazy. But it wasn't.
People were dressed as fairies.
Yeah, yeah.
Amy had that. No, Amy had that at the Halloween party. Amy had her sexy eyes wide shut crow.
That was a crow thing, though.
That was sexy, though. That was, that's those Illuminati parties. Yeah, that's like what you wear.
That was some crazy
stuff. Not that I know. Hey. Hey, Illuminati parties. Sex parties.
Right, Kate.
No.
Don't invite
me.
So you're
doing glitter? I will have a pad and I'll be writing everyone's issues at the sex party.
So you're doing glitter?
Oh my God.
No, not that night. That's too much, I think. I don't know. I'd have to try it out. Because they had glitter eyes at some of the girls at Atlantic City. Yes.
So is there a lot of rehearsal that goes behind this? I mean, you're hosting an award show.
Yeah. Are there
presenters, right? There's people coming up and.
Yeah. It's a thing.
And what is this for?
The Libera Independent Music Awards. You are going to fucking love it. So they have categories. Each category. So they have like rock, rap, country, classical. It's amazing. And there's so many musical performances. So you guys are going to get to see some like really dope performances. And then
I'm surprised comedy doesn't winners. Have a, you know, and no, but listen, in the
that
UK.
That would be so annoying.
But in the UK, they do that. In the UK, they actually
do.
Because
there's so many communities in New York City, and I feel like I'm so sick of the, like, cool kids.
But I'm not
thing.
Talking, like, at a comedy. I'm talking, like, a legitimate, like, gala, like, almost like an award show.
That
like,
could be done. Yeah. Hosted by New York
no,
Comedy Club.
No, not at all. That's what I'm
New
saying.
New York Comedy Club
like
presents.
The Creek in the Cave.
The comedy.
It'll be on airplane.
New York, NY City
Everyone
Comedy
be
Awards.
Flying. Take your seat.
Yes. Welcome to...
Like the Creek does the Creek
the
Awards.
New York Comedy Club.
Airline.
New York Comedy Club Airlines makes me happy.
Well, you will be laughing all the way from taking off to...
I will be your flight attendant and your comedian. I will do crowd work, so you better stiffen up, motherfuckers.
This is a two-drink minimum flight.
That's a good sketch.
Two-drink minimum. Yes.
No children allowed.
Shut your baby the fuck up, and welcome to New York Comedy Club Airlines.
People get kicked out for heckling.
Yeah. It's like we're flying.
Yeah, they get thrown out.
No, Piper's allowed. Piper's
it's a heckler's
the best
dream,
comedy,
though. You
baby.
Can heckle, and they can't throw you out, actually.
Yeah, but you get beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
If you heckle, you will get punched in the face by one of our certified bouncers. And then it just shows a muscle.
He's
so,
also the
Kate,
guy
you're
who jacked. Saw check spot.
Oh, these the beaches that way. Look, I'm like shaking.
Whoa.
Thanks, guys. Yoga? Some yoga, some dancing, just you know, lots of healing work. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Wow.
What can I say?
Y'all jacked.
I've got good genetics.
Yeah.
So for any of the boys listening, my genetics are like really on point. So, like, not to brag, but if you're into good genetics, hit me up.
Okay.
Hey. Not hit me up.
I like the characters, Kate. You're really bringing it out.
Yeah, you know. It's just like, when I'm in my own home, I feel a lot more comfortable. What if this is how I actually talked when I was around? Dear God, I'm just going to, like, pray for abundance. And if the light beings could please land outside my door, but only if they're like good light beings. Thanks, bye. I've been watching the Alien fucking series. I saw Prometheus the other day.
Uh-huh.
That shit. Did you guys see Prometheus?
No.
Get your Prometheus. We should put it on.
I
You don't like it?
No, I'm.
You don't like it?
I've been watching so much TV that I feel like I was wasting my life that I don't want to watch TV anymore. Like I'm just. I've been watching too much TV that I'm like glued to the TV.
This flight attendant's ready to fly. Yes, I get it.
Unless it's the Heart of Dixie, then she's all in.
What's the Heart of Dixie?
It's a real cheesy show on the WB. I love WB.
Oh, it sounds like a porn.
So, CW, WB, all that cheesy teenage TV stuff.
Look at you. Spread eagle on Kara.
Spread eagle.
No, you guys are fit. You guys have... I've been at your place just fucking chilled out, looking like a fucking...
Rearranging the furniture.
Did I rearrange? Yes. Well, we shot a whole... First of all, you need to check this out. Okay. Ankara and I...
Yeah.
We're in a sketch written by me and Desiree Lavoie-Dorsch.
So funny.
A comedy genius.
Yep. She's great.
She really is. I plan on working with her, still in the future. She is an amazing human, kind, and she's hilarious.
Yeah,
I love
her.
So we filmed a muck. It was called Cunt Fishing. Put in Cunt Fishing into, it's on the
YouTube.
Muck channel.
It's on YouTube.
Into YouTube. And you will see Ankara and I
as
a lesbian couple.
I thought we were just friends with benefits.
Doesn't end well, though. No, you remember the first scene.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, can't give it away. But,
that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But once again, it's a tragedy the way it ends.
From his phone.
Oh. Oh, hello. Jada's back. Hello, little Kuzus. Come here. Come on. And Jada loves both of you. And that means a lot. Look at her. She's a little nugget.
They have their little tongue out like that.
I've been taking her outside without the leash.
Wow.
Yeah. That's only scary. In the backyard. It scares me, but she's getting real good. She doesn't run away. Because I want to be able to walk her off the leash at some point. Because I don't want her to be a slave
to me.
Make
sure she has her collar on so if she gets lost, people will never return her.
But it's so heavy. I don't like her wearing a heavy necklace. Her little neck can't handle it.
Gosh.
Look at her. Look at her little teeth. And okay, we're going to wrap this up. Yeah. Emilio's texting. The flight attendant's about to take a nap. Yeah. And we're going to go get food, right?
Yeah.
You guys hungry? Yeah, pick up the freaking mic.
Why are you taking a nap? What do you mean?
I'm joking. You are texting.
No, you know what he's doing? He's fake pretending like he's in the conversation. He doesn't care. Does he really care if I'm taking a nap? Does he actually believe I'm taking a nap? No, he's checking his numbers.
I'm not checking my numbers.
You're hurting his heart. Did she just hurt your feelings?
I'm not allowed to feel anything. She can say whatever she wants. I got to sit here and take it. Wow, I am in an abusive relationship, people. Help me.
I'm being honest.
You know what? I see two victims, okay?
Yeah.
I am a victim.
Yeah.
We need two empowered people who are in love and are twin flames, okay? None of this victim shit.
I'm powerful.
You're powerful. You're powerful. Ankara, you're beautiful. You're Ankara beautiful.
Be like, I think
together, you are united.
Ankara's like, I think I need
but
a little.
But not United Airlines. New York Comedy Club Airlines.
Ankara's like, I think we need a little space tonight. Why don't you go do your own thing? I go, okay. 45 minutes later, when are you coming home?
You guys, I have been with Ankara when you guys are fighting, and it makes me laugh. You're trying to make up with her, and you're like, babe, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, question mark. Babe, question mark. And then she'll be like, okay.
Hey, she's the worst.
And I'm like, this is so funny. I'm like, whatever.
What is funny though is like, if people don't really know us,
he does the K to me, and I'm like,
if people don't know us, they get a little uncomfortable, because they don't understand. Funny. Like that's kind of like our
no,
bit.
I don't care. You guys make it work. That's why I laugh.
Like it's people are probably listening right now. Well,
they're like, why are they so mad?
Saying, why are they married? This is our bit.
No, you guys are one of my favoriteest couples.
If I can't fight with them like this,
I love you both.
Then what's the point?
Aw. Emilio loves Jada.
I love Jada. Jada's such a good little
dog. How
do you
feel about Jada, Ankara?
I love her. She's so sweet.
She was with us when we thought we were getting murdered in the woods.
Yeah. Jada kiss.
Actually, you know, that's my second rated. That's my second highest listened podcast.
Really?
The one about the wood. And I think it's in the description. Because I'm like, in the description, I'm like, we were lost in the woods. Have you ever found yourself lost in the woods, almost getting murdered?
It kind of. It was scary.
It was scary. We made it through.
I will say, though, Jada's breath is kicking a little bit.
It's kicking. I wanted to go to the dentist, but my ex-husband's like, well, it's going to cost $500. I'm not paying that because he's rich. I ain't. But then they said they have to, like, put her under?
Yeah
it's okay. We just did that. It's not $500, by the way. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not $500.
Well, she's got some issues.
Yeah, better to
she
get
might,
it done.
It might be $500. She's got, like, I think.
Get it done. It saves their lives.
Aw. Okay, I'm going to tell him.
It'll make her live longer.
Look at the little nugget. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. You guys are in love.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we wrapping it up?
Yeah, we're wrapping. I mean, we've gone an hour and 20.
Wow.
Well, it's an hour and 19. I
thought we were going to try and break the World Guinness Book of Records.
No, you said that. I mean, if you have something that you'd like to add, Emilio.
Yeah.
Maybe bring it. Seriously. If you have stuff you want to say, go ahead.
Well, there's a couple things I want to say.
What
do
you want to bring up?
Really?
There are a couple.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes,
I'm kidding.
Yes, come on.
I love it. Kate's come on. Like, okay, let's go.
No, you could ask me anything. I'll say no if I don't want
to
answer it.
There literally is nothing that I wanted to bring up. This was a lot of
fun. What do you
want
to ask me, Emilio?
This was a lot of fun. I really had fun doing this. It was really comfortable. It felt like we weren't even doing a podcast. It's people listening.
I'm keeping the beginning in.
So people listening, they probably don't feel like they were listening to a podcast.
I think they
either.
Do. We covered a lot of really deep. We covered the Brendan Sagalow getting interrupted by Amy Schumer. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. Got into the craziest, deepest, saddest email.
Terrible. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like we've talked about. We talked about New York Comedy Club Airlines.
You should though, not with us, but you should definitely revisit that email with like another guest maybe. And really dive into that whole thing because it seemed like she.
Well, when I have my mom on, we're going to go into a thing. So
because that lady was almost like I felt like she was asked almost. She invited you to talk about it. I think she's listened, so she's listening now. So you should totally.
No, you're right. I'll go deeper into that email.
Because I was brave of her to email you all.
Absolutely.
That stuff.
I'll go deeper into that in next week's podcast. And when my mom comes on, without giving anything, you know, I want to go into some stuff. So I will be getting into, and I'm going to try to be as non-dual as I can, meaning like not to let anyone off the hook what he did. what her stepfather did is horrific and monstrous. Mm-hmm. I want to really talk about what even gets a person there. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Because we can all point fingers and go,
yeah,
you know, but it's too common for us to not start really talking about what's really going on that makes a person be able or to capable of something like that. Mm. And that's where we need to really start having these discussions, because everyone always thinks that they're so above everything. Mm-hmm. So we love watching To Catch a Predator and da-da-da. How come there are thousands and thousands of those dudes out there?
Yeah.
And they're people's sons. So we need to start really getting into what's going on and how do we fix it. But it's an uncomfortable thing because you have to humanize the predators. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what people don't want to do, because they're scared of, if you, God forbid, can even see a little bit of their side, you become the monster.
Totally.
So it's really tricky territory to walk, but we have to all start, because we have to solve this. 100%. What's happening is horrific. So we have to get to the bottom of I'm sure if he were still alive and confronted with it, he'd want to kill himself, because he'd be like, I don't know why. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah. That guy, listen, again, it doesn't, he's been tormented his whole life. He knows it. He's salty. He's,
Yeah. Cause that's crazy to be in the mindset where you think you can do that to someone and somehow justify, you know, like, or maybe he never did justify. I wish no one would, how do you interview a child molester? But
the sad part about it is 90% of the time he was a victim of it. It happened to him because victims become perpetrators a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It sucks. It's sad.
But not all.
Not all, but a lot of the time.
Some people are really able to.
It could be mental stuff, or it could be drug stuff. It could be one of anything, you know what I mean? It's not an excuse, but like, you hear about stories of people come, they're like drunk and they don't know, and they think they're doing something. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but it could be. It's happened.
True.
It's sad.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're ending it on this note. Just teach your
kids to stand up for themselves and know what's wrong and right and walk away from that.
Speak your truth.
Yeah.
Start listening to kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. We treat kids like they're basically adult consciousness in little bodies. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
They're still children, of course. But it's time we start listening. And if you have a compulsive liar child, well, then we need to figure out why they're even lying so much in the first place. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we're all just so scared of what it means if we actually look at what our kids are going through. We're so scared to see our own things. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know. All right. Well, I'm sorry that we ended.
No, this is great.
No, it was good to end that way. Podcast. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's why people really enjoy listening to you, because, you know, you're able to make things lighthearted, but then you kind of come back and you get into the deep stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do it in a way that is, that isn't too deep, as Jada is making out with Ankara.
Jada, honey,
get off her.
Jada,
off her. Stop flirting.
See, he is jealous.
Yeah,
jealous. Jada Kuz, you're too pretty. Everyone's getting jealous.
Too Look pretty, you. But you have that kicking breath.
No, it's okay. She's a little dragon. We'll get you fixed up. All right. So where can they find you guys?
Well, I have a podcast called The Gone Girls. I have a podcast called The Gone Girls on iTunes and SoundCloud.
I was on one of them.
Yes, and it was so fun and funny.
So good.
So you can listen to me there. And I perform at the Pit randomly. But I post all my stuff on Instagram and Twitter. So Ankara Savone or The Gone
follow
Girls.
Follow her.
Yeah,
yes.
Follow me.
And I'm obviously going to have to put her name first into the description, not because I love her more. Okay?
Well, you should.
Yeah.
There, thank
she's
you.
The boss. There she's you go. The boss.
You're both the boss.
No, she's the boss.
But
it's
the
okay.
divine feminine's coming in, so I got to support the female in the relationship.
My time to shine.
It's her time. Okay? Nice. But it's your time to shine too, Amelia. Yeah. I love you both equally.
You're going to own all the comedy clubs in the world.
I'm not going to own all the comedy clubs in the world. I'm really not.
Yeah, you got a comedy club. You better hold on tight.
Emilio,
I'm coming for you. You got a good room, good acoustics. Better hold on.
Hold on
tight.
Hold on to your comedy clubs. We're coming for them.
Yeah. So if you have a good room and it's got good lighting, watch out, motherfucker.
Lighting up. You better mess it up.
You got good vibes? We coming.
Do you have a business? We're taking 10% of it. We're coming knocking on the back door.
Shivering and shaking. Shivering and shaking. We coming. We coming for you.
We're the mob.
New York Comedy Club Airlines. Yes. Coming soon.
I like that idea.
You get entertained on the flight, but there's an entertained section. So if you don't, if you want, you know what I mean? Two sections, one for the entertainment. No burlesque dancers, too close for comfort in an airline. No.
Can't do that.
Comedians, yes.
Comedy, yes.
No one too abrasive, okay?
No.
Amy Schumer won't interrupt it unless she's on the flight, because then she can
do
it.
Like the red
eyes. She's on
the
flight. She's doing her time.
Yeah, she's bumping people with her airplane, just like bumping.
Excuse me. We should set that up.
I'm about to fly over to get on your airline right now.
Yo, does that airline have 10 minutes for me?
I'm Amy Schumer. I'll take a plane.
Okay, but shout outs, because I really am a big fan of hers.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
I know, me too.
Yeah, if she wants to interrupt my set, actually don't. Can you imagine dragon sorcery? I'm in the middle of the tower reading. She's like, psst. I'd be like, I would love to read Amy Schumer's tarot cards on stage. Amy, if you are listening, I love you. I'm a fan. Please come on Dragon Sorcery. You will do 8 minutes. It can be a monologue. And then sit down with me and I'm going to go into your soul because you are a bright light and I love you and let's do this.
Can we have her and Brendan on the same show?
I'll have Brendan on again. I haven't done repeats because I have so many people. I'm trying to get on the first
time. Well, you should get him on now because of this whole thing.
No, I have so many people that have asked me and I only do it once a month.
Kate,
I'm really trying.
Have him on.
You're not the boss of me.
I just got
I'm a free bird.
I just got three.
I'm flying, Emilio.
You're not the boss of me. I'm going to take the show to New York Comedy Club.
See the anger that he creates?
I'm East 24th.
I just got three texts from people
asking
when is Brendan going to be on the show.
On my show?
Three people just texting me. They say, hey, I heard you're doing
Is everyone
Kate's
talking
show.
About Dragon Sorcery?
Yeah.
Because this is live podcast.
People.
Oh,
have
him on Dragon Sorcery.
Talking about people.
Kate, have him on Dragon Sorcery.
I hear them calling or saying, you won't believe it. They think we're lovers. Just undercover. Me and my flight attendant. But they keep saying we talk. Okay, forget it. Sorry, Amelia. What were you saying?
Have him on Dragon Sorcery.
No, I already had him.
Talking about,
I already have it booked for the next time.
And they have him on this show. You said you
no.
Can't.
I already have four Peeps McJeepsters.
Dragon Sorcerers. I'm saying.
Okay, Amelia, what would you like to plug?
First of all, I don't even care.
Plug
I'm not
your
like
stuff.
Brendan's,
plug your stuff. Like you have to plug
what
your
stuff
period,
do I have?
Bro.
What stuff do I have? I have no stuff.
You have a club. Follow New York Comedy Club on social media.
Okay. Yes. Yes. To all of Kate's listeners.
Give a good review.
Yeah, please come to the New York Comedy Club, or if you live in Connecticut, go to Fairfield Comedy Club.
Yes.
If you're in Atlantic City, go to Atlantic City Comedy Club.
Yes.
If you're in Philadelphia, check out Philly Comedy Club. Those are all, look, those
Hopefully
are all.
Hopefully I'll be back to Philly
fun,
and Atlantic City soon.
Yeah.
For my
I'm
listeners.
For her.
On cars,
we
you're
are
coming too.
And New York Comedy Club's opening up its second location in
Ow!
New York City, 20 blocks down
Give the
street.
Give the address.
At Fort Street, New York Comedy Club on Fort Street between 4th and Bower, or I'm sorry, on Fort Street. Between 2nd Avenue and Bowery. It's going to be a lot of
so
fun.
Cute.
Hopefully open by July. So,
she put her little, aw, that is so cute. Jada put her little head. She felt that we were ganging up on Emilio.
Yeah.
Aw, okay, Jada. Fair. No, but he don't want the kisses. No, 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 Jada Goose. Okay. So we've plugged you. Come to my show May 30th. Dragon Sorcery, New York Comedy
With
Club.
Brendan Sagalow.
No, he's not on that one. If someone cancels, I'll consider. But I have so many people. Whatever. Promo fast. Dragon for $10 tickets.
Yes.
Also, my album recorded at New York Comedy Club. 1111. Get it. What else do I want to say? Labia Game. Check that out.
Yeah.
Ankara might be in my next rap video if she down. Doodoo Brown. Burlesque dancing.
Yeah, if I don't have to like wear.
You can wear what you want, but okay. You're sexy and you need to start embracing your body.
I just don't. I'm not going to wax my crotch for a video.
Okay, well, you can wear shorts.
Okay, fine. I'm going to start working out again.
I mean, fine. I think you're great.
Fine.
Okay, right, fine, right, Emilio? Isn't she perfect the way she is?
I mean, you know, Ankara couldn't be more perfect.
Oh, aww. Geez.
You know what I mean? Like, she literally.
Hey, don't look at me. Look at him.
That's
there
so beautiful.
Absolutely nothing.
I think he thinks. This
no, I do.
He posts pictures of you where you look stunning, and he'll be like, "How beautiful is my wife?" And you'll be like, "Ah, yeah. Vomit!" And I'm like,
"She so wants the attention. You think it's for me? He doesn't care.
She's so
he's
angry.
Like showing. It's like he's like, look.
Take a picture of her. Oh my god!
I'm leaving.
No, sit down. Sit down. You can visit my website, thekatewolf.com, And I offer tarot readings, healings, kwolf, two Fs, 27, at gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Goodbye.
New York Comedy Club Airlines coming soon. Bye.
Bye.